charge the defendant, Christian LaBrie, with attempted murder. How do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Took a jury in Essex County about 7 hours yesterday to find Christian LaBrie guilty of attempted murder of her own autistic son. LaBrie is the North Shore woman who, by her own admission, withheld life-saving cancer treatment from her young son, Jeremy, following his 2006 diagnosis with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. At first, doctors put Jeremy's odds of survival as high as 90%. In her testimony last week, though, LaBrie said she worried treatment was doing her son more harm than good. Without medication, his lymphoma developed into leukemia, and he died in 2009 at the age of 9. The Boston Globe's Milton Valencia has been on the story, and he joins us now from Morrissey Boulevard. Hey, Milton.
How are you?
Okay, so this shocked, I mean, this case shocked a lot of people, but Christian LaBrie ultimately confessed to committing a pretty heinous act in the face of some pretty heinous circumstances, right?
Right. I don't think, well, she never did deny this. And I think, as the prosecution pointed out, that right up until the final days of the trial, she maintained that what she did was appropriate. So this was a situation where I think she was maybe seeking some jury nullification or at least some sense of understanding from the jury, and she didn't get it.
What was Jeremy's care like for her?
There's no denying that it was difficult. Jeremy had developmental disabilities.
He was nonverbal, right?
He was nonverbal. He wasn't potty trained. He was autistic, so the communication with him was difficult in that sense. And then she had a situation where you had a mother who had to administer this painful medication, and she was told from the onset that this medication was going to be difficult. And I think part of the problems, we heard doctors say that that difficulty in communicating with Jeremy made it all the more difficult. He would be on her lap, but as one doctor pointed out, you don't know if that's emotional, sympathy, or if Jeremy's trying to express something that he really couldn't because he was nonverbal.
Yeah. Milton, you got a stunning quote from a member of the jury who essentially said he and his fellow jurors were looking for some way out of having to convict Christian LaBrie. And why couldn't they find one?
I think the letter of the law here, I don't think the prosecutors would have brought the case if they didn't see the case in front of them. And it's a difficult case because no one wants to think of a mother causing her son this much pain or causing the attempted murder of her son. But when you look at the law, the juror was telling me, and they sat for an hour with the judge to understand the law, to have it laid out for them. And so they understood what they were getting into when they went into those jury deliberations. And we spoke to a juror who told us once you looked at it cut and dry, this met the attempted murder statute.
Well, they did find her guilty of attempted murder, even though Jeremy ultimately died of his illness. Did the prosecution not seek murder one?
The prosecution did not seek murder one. I think it, as we're talking about the letter of the law, I think it would have been a stretch to go that far because the prosecution would have had to prove that the cancer that did come back was the direct result of the mother's
I see. Okay.
Of the mother's withholding the medication.
We'll let you get your phone there, Milton.
Is that? No, sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It happens to us all. Okay, so here's the big question, right? LaBrie was a single mother who also suffered from depression. Is there any sense that her doctors or even the state should have been more involved in her son's care?
I think there's criticism now of that effect, but we're dealing with the trial now, and defense attorneys want to put blame elsewhere, obviously. But as we look at the paperwork, what we're seeing is Mass General Hospital realizing something wasn't happening, and they're the ones who contacted state authorities, social care workers. So you can look at maybe, you know, should it have happened sooner in a perfect world? Yes, but you do have a situation where it was the Mass General doctors who did take the initiative to report a case of negligence on behalf of the mother.
Okay, well, briefly, sentencing is on Friday. How much prison time is she looking at?
Sentencing guidelines are awkward. She's not looking at anything more than 7, I'm told. There could be sympathy, but given the seriousness of the charges, I think she may be looking at a few years.
Yeah. All right. Now, Milton Valencia with the Boston Globe, before you go, I wanted to ask you one other story you've been following, and that's the shooting of Danroy Henry. For listeners who might be unfamiliar with the case, Henry is the Easton football player who was shot and killed outside of a bar by a police officer in Pleasantville, New York in October. I understand there's been a development in that case. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is coming out of New York, and we're told that the Police Benevolent Association, the union representing the officer who killed Mr. Henry, was honored as an Officer of the Year during an annual meeting by the union. The union is saying, you know, this is where we're just trying to respect him for what he's been through the past year. But the family here took it quite an insult, considering the shooting remains under investigation, and they're without a son, and the person who killed him is being named an Officer of the Year. So they're really concerned, and they wanted to lash out. As they called it, it was arrogance by the New York police here.
Yeah, no doubt that's their response. Well, the Boston Globe's Milton Valencia, we look forward to reading about this from you in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, stay with us, because up next, today marks the anniversary of the fall of Fort Sumter. But what role did Massachusetts play in the Civil War? That's today's Talker after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.